You don't have to go to that special finance dealer to get approved. At Blue Water Chrysler, no matter what condition your credit is, they'll get you approved. Visit Moran Blue Water Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram on 24th Avenue in Fort Gratiot or online at MoranBlueWaterCDJR.com.
Ride the wave to savings with us.
All right, it is 9:40 here on this Thursday morning. There's some changes going on at Lake Huron Medical Center in their emergency department. Joining us right now, the director of critical care at Lake Huron Medical Center, Dan. And Dan, I was going to ask you off the air how to pronounce your last name. Is it Waiterlow?
Waiterlow, that is correct.
Dan Waiterlow. Good morning.
Good morning.
I want to hear about what's going on at Lake Huron Medical Center. Tell us a little bit about yourself and your career and how you landed here in Port Huron.
Sure. So I have been in emergency medicine now for 29 years. I started my career in EMS back in 1997 and just gradually progressed from EMT, nurse, educator, critical care educator. I was an ER manager at a hospital in Wayne County, Corwell Wayne, and took a position up here. My wife fell in love with this area, and we built a house, and this opportunity became available to me, so I jumped on it, and here I am.
Well,
you're 13 months later.
Well, welcome to Port Huron. What kind of changes have you instituted there?
So some of the big things is getting our hospital up to kind of the 21st century. Mm-hmm. We've got a lot of new equipment. One thing about our facility is we are open. Our ER is open 24/7, just like any other ER. We take all insurances. It doesn't matter what type of insurance you have. We will be happy to see you. Our triage times have dramatically decreased with our process improvements. We are seeing people within less than 15 minutes. For example, this month, our average was 11 minutes. Our door to physician was 13 minutes. So our process improvements are working very effectively. We are also a designated level 3 trauma center, so we can care for those type of emergencies. We are a primary stroke facility. So if you have any type of, stroke symptoms, things like that, we are capable of managing your care. Currently, we are working on the National Pediatric Readiness Campaign to prepare our facility and make sure we have the essential equipment and training to care for our little ones in the community. So we are getting that. We're doing the training. We're preparing to serve our community the best that we possibly can.
Not everybody who works in healthcare necessarily is cut out for emergency services. What was it that drew you to that, obviously starting as an EMT?
So actually, my background was actually a law enforcement. I went straight okay. out of high school into law enforcement. My partner bugged me for months to take an EMT course, and next thing you know, I fell in love with medicine, and I made the transition from law enforcement into medicine. I did go back into law enforcement for a little bit as a side job, but this is my passion. This drives me, this is where I'm at.
What do you want people to know most about Lake Huron Medical Center's emergency services?
So we have – there's – since I've been in the tenure, I started here in January of 2025. We've really expanded our capabilities. We have a very robust, strong team within the department to be able to handle any type of emergency that comes in. Now, there are some things that we don't have capable at a facility, but we can stabilize and get you to the appropriate facility. So getting you those resources that you need at that time of emergency are available at Lake Huron Medical Center.
A lot of times people don't really sit around and think, gee, where would I go if I needed emergency services? But you have a choice, right?
You do. We have, we have two facilities up here in Port Huron. Either one, both facilities are capable of caring for emergencies and everything. So you can, whatever one you want to go to, you can. I will say, coming from Wayne County, Detroit area, I really like Lake Huron because it's more of that community feel. You're part of that family, and I really like that. So that's one big change going from a large facility. My previous facility was a 700-bed hospital, level 2 large facility. Coming to, the small facility we have now, it was a big change. but I like the environment. And I encourage people to, you know, come and see for themselves.
How do you like the community? How do you like living in Port Huron?
You know, been up here now 3 years. I still haven't really gotten out to explore as much as I would like. But yes, it's nice. It's quiet. I'm in a brand new subdivision that's, you know, in the process of being built up. I know every single one of my neighbors. I love it. We have a good camaraderie. We actually have had a couple outings, you know, just as a community. And I never had that where I previously lived.
Well, welcome to the community. Welcome to Lake Huron Medical Center. Dan Waterlow, the Director of Critical Care at Lake Huron Medical Center. Nice to meet you. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you. I appreciate you.
Check weather real quick here on WPHM.